Alma, what do we see? That Loikoni Le Rabbi, that the owner, the master of the Kohen, does not own an Eved Ivri. In other words, an Eved Ivri is like a regular Jew. Is Hochinami Loikoni Le Rabbi. Here also the Odin does not own an Eved Ivri. And like Rashi says, Kufla Rabbi Yisrael Me'al Yehu V'chayit Pesach. He's like a regular Yisrael, so he should be chayit to bring a Korban Pesach. So what kind of svar is that a Toshe of a Socher is brought up from a Korban Pesach? So the kids say, can't mean a regular Eved Ivri. So, Ela Liafluya, Ela Mayetz Extra. The words Toshe of a Socher here is extra. So it comes to teach us that you learn out Hilchos Truma from Hilchos Korban Pesach. Like we're saying, just like by Korban Pesach, an oral is also to eat it. Who adin Truma, an oral is also to eat. For the Gemara ve'akati mufne mitzad echadu, it's only extra on one side. V'shamini lele Rebbe Loza. We know that Rebbe Loza's shita is the Omar mufne mitzad echad lemeidin u'meshivin. Rebbe Loza's shita is, if you have a gzera shova, if it's only open on one side, but the other side is not extra, the klal is, you could learn out, but u'meshivin, if you have a question, you could ask a kasher on the gzera shova. And here we have a kasher that Korban Pesach is more chama, more strict, there's a chiyuv chatas involved. Mashenkin by Truma, there's no Kiyav Chattis involved, so you can't learn out. So the Gemara answers, Kivon de Lagufe Leitzarech, since by Pesach you did not need the word Toshe Besachir at all, it comes out that there are two extra words. So Shadia Chad Alomid, Vashadia Chad Amalamid. Leave one on the Lom, what you're learning out from, and one what you're learning it from. In other words, make believe as if one is extra by Truma, and one is extra by Korban Pesach. Therefore, in such a behavior like Zera Shava Mufna Mishneh Tzadim, if it's like Zera Shava that's open on both sides, that's the klal, you can't ask the kasher on it. So that's how that's Reb Lezer's pshat, that he knows by Truma and Oral a claim that's an Oral is also to eat a Truma. For the Gemara, if you make an Zera Shava to learn out from Michos Korban Pesach, maybe Ima Pesach Oinein Osaboy, just like an Oinein. So it means if your mishpach, one of your Mishpacha, your seven Trevim was Mace. Before they make the kfura, before they bury him, you called an oinein. So Allah is that an oinein is also tita korban pesach. So ima pesach oinein is also boy. Maybe af truma oinein also boy. Maybe a kohen that's an oinein, his father and mother died before they made the kfura. Maybe he's also tita truma. He's also tita truma since he's an oinein. If you make an exera shavah for korban pesach, maybe all the lachas of the korban pesach apply to truma. And we know the loch is not like that. We know an oinein is allowed to eat truma. So Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Kro, here's a special pasuk. The pasuk says, V'chol zar, that we darshin zaris amati l'cho v'lo yaninis. Who is not allowed to eat truma, a zar, or Yisrael? He is not allowed to eat truma. But if you're a koyein, even though you're an oinein, still v'lo yaninis, an aninis, an oinein is allowed to eat truma. So the Mefarish Apostle here rebuy that an oinein is a lari truma. For the Gemara, Eima v'loy arelis, maybe this pasuk that teaches us that somebody is a lari truma is going on an oral. Like the chol zar, maybe only Yisrael can eat truma. But a kohen, even if he's an oral, maybe he could eat truma. Like how do you know a zar only means to come to include oinein? Maybe it comes to include an oral. So Gemara says, no, ha'ksiv, toshe v'sachir, but we have already gzeir v'shova to learn out Truma from Korban Pesach, that just like the Korban Pesach you cannot eat, who adin by Truma also you cannot eat. But for the Gemara, Ma Rais, true, but how do you know which one is which? Here, Gemara says again, Ma Rais, like how do you know which one is which? In other words, true. We have one limud of Toshe V'socha to teach us, just like by Korban Pesach you cannot eat, who adin Truma you cannot eat. That is a pasuk of a chol zar to teach us that only a zar can eat truma, but another type of a kohen could eat truma. So you have one ribu to tell us that he could eat, one type of a kohen could eat, and one type of a kohen cannot eat. So the two type of kohens we're talking about is an oinein and a oral. So how do you know to say that an oral is not allowed to eat truma and an oinein could? Maybe change it around. So Gemara says, Mistabras morvus svara arelis. It's more of a svara to learn out from Toshe V'socha that an oral, a kohen oral, is not allowed to eat truma. Why? Shekain, the parenthesis is, Maisim, Kruisim, Bedover, Ovid. These are simonim that we're like we're soon going to learn. It means to say mechusa maisa. First of all, oral is mechusa maisa. You have to make a bris milah. It's missing something. So it's a big thing. Weiter, o maisa v'gufay, the maisa, the action has to be done in your body. V'yoynish koros, there's a chiyav koros shala milah. If you don't do milah, you chiyav koros. V'yesh non lefnei adibur, the mitzvah's milah was given before ma'an terot ha'rom avinu. O milah sechor v'yavodim ma'keves, and the locker is by a korban pesach, if you didn't make a bris milah on your eved or on your son, you're not allowed from a korban pesach. So you see, it's a chometik alocha on oral. So therefore, it's a svar to say an oral koyin is not lari truma. The Mara says no, adarava, just the opposite way. I'll show you some points that an oinin is more strict. Aninus hevel el rebuye. It's more of a svar to be ma'abra an oinin that an oinin is not lari truma. A koyin that's an oinin, if his one of his seven mishpachas died before they made the kfura, he's not lari truma. Why? Shekein yesh noy b'chol shor. It happens every time. Not every time, but it means to say is, by an oral, by a mila, once you make a mila, that's it. You can never become an oral anymore. Ma'ashayken anoynein, it could happen once, twice, three times, like as many as mishpach as you have, if they die, rachmonis, you're anoynein each time, so it could occur a few times. V'neheges b'anoshim v'anoshim, it could also apply to an isha. An isha could lose her father, her mother. She also has to, she's anoynein. Ma'ashayken oral doesn't apply to an isha. Here also, once you're anointing, you can't fix yourself. Mashain kain by mila, it's beyond for you to fix yourself. So maybe anointing is more strict. The Gemara says, hanech nefishin. There are more svaras to say that an oral is more strict than anointing. Therefore, the svaras say that by an oral, he has a chiv, he is also tichruma. Mashain anointing, that's from the pasuk, v'chol zara, that zara samat l'cho, v'loyaninus, that anointing is a lot of truma. Rav Amar Rava says, "B'loy hanech nefishin namalei motzas amrit." Even without this svara, that there are more reasons to say oral is more strict than an oinein, you can't say that an oral would be a lari truma. Why? Lemotzas amrit that shebe shafkinan arlus tichsir begufay de pesach v'yafinan aninos mi pesach de pesach gufa mi ma'isa gaminan. Like if you have a postik teisha v'socher. Now we're learning out a locha that it says by Korban Pesach applies to Truma. Does the svar to say the dinner that an oral is not larit from a Korban Pesach? That it says clearly in the parsha of Korban Pesach. Does the svar to learn out Toisha Besachir what it says beferish in the parsha of Korban Pesach to the lochas of Truma that an oral is not larit Truma? Marshenkin, that the locha is that an oinin is not larit from a Korban Pesach, it does not say that din in the parsha of Korban Pesach by itself. How do we know it by Korban Pesach? We have to learn it out from Meiser. So if it's not Mistavra to make the Gzeira Shov of Teisha V'Socher from a Din Oinein that does not say in the Parash itself, learn it out to Truma. It's more of a Svara to say that the Gzeira Shov is teaching us that an oral, a Kain that's an oral, he's not Lari Truma. Because that says the Feirish by Korban Pesach that an oral is not Lari eat from the Korban Pesach. For the Gemara now another Kasha. Ima Pesach milas zechora v'yavod of makeves. Maybe just like by Korban Pesach. The locker is if you have a son that you do not make a bris milah on, or else you have an eved kinani that you do not make a bris milah on him yet, the locker is you cannot eat the Korban Pesach, you cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Maybe you have truma. Maybe the same thing occurring. That milas zechora v'yavod of makeves. Maybe if the Kohen has a son, or the Kohen has an Eved Kenani, and he did not give a bris milah to him yet, maybe the father, the Kohen, is not Lari Truma. Learn out this din from Korban Pesach also back to Truma. Like it's the same Pasha of Hilchos Arelus. So Morant is, on Makro, the Pasuk says by Korban Pesach, O Maltoi Oisoi Oz Yoichal Boy. That when you make a milah on your son, then you're Lari to Korban Pesach. That says Lashon of Boy, Oz Yoichal Boy. So we dash in milas the chora v'yavodov makeves boy. Where is that loch if you don't make a bris milah on your son or your eved? You can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Only boy, this din only applies by Korban Pesach. Milecho b'pesach. It stops you from eating the Korban Pesach. But v'yein milas the chora v'yavodov makeves b'truma. But that does not stop you from eating truma. As long as you yourself have a bris milah, even though your son or your eved does not have it, Pshita, the Kohen, is a Lari Truma. For the Gemara, Yehochiv, that's true that you're making the drosha from Boy.
umalto oisoy oz yochaboy. Eimo, let's say the pasuk also says kol oral lo yochaboy. The pasuk by Korban Pesach says clearly that an oral is lo yochaboy. So maybe dashin boy any oichol. An oral cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. Avol oichalu b'truma. There should be a dig that he is allowed to eat truma. Gemara says this she can't make. Why? Because so ksiv teisha v'sacher. We have already the gzeirah shava of teisha v'sacher. It has to come to teach us that an oral is not allowed to eat truma. For the Gemara of Marayis, like what's the svara to say? Like Manashach, you have a pasuk boy in both places for your orla and for the orla of your son or for the orla of your evid. So how do you know which one to say is makiv, which one is not makiv? So the Gemara says mistabro that oral is the gufoy hevel el rabuyoy. It's more of a svara to say that you, if you're an oral, the kohen himself is an oral. It's more of a svara to say that he cannot eat truma. Why shekain maise begufoy v'yonish chorus? That an action has to be done to his body, and if he doesn't do it, he's chayiv chorus. For the Gemara other rabba, let's say the opposite way. Milas the choro v'yavodiv hevel el rabuyoy shekain yeshna bechol sho. That your kids and your avodim, it's not only one time. You could have a few children. You could have a few avodim. It happens a few times. So maybe that's more strict. So more, first of all, it says hanach nefishin. The first one, your body, your own orla, that is a more, it has two svaras. First of all, it's anish chorus, and it's a maisa begufay. So that's why it's more of a svar to say that that's makiv to eat, a truma is your orla. Mashenke, and your kid's orla does not stop you from eating truma. The boy is same another svar as poshit. B'loy hanach nefishin amile motzis armit. Even without this svar, that there are more reasons of to say that you are more stricter than your sons. Still, I can't say your son stops you and not you. Why? A svara. Mi yikah midi, is there anything? The oral is the gufei loy ma'ak v'bei. That if you are an oral, it does not stop you from eating truma. But oral is the achrini ma'ak v'bei. But if your son or your eved is an oral, that should stop you from eating truma? Like, what kind of svara is that? Havad is more of a svara to say, if you're an oral, you can't eat. But once you're telling me, no, even though the kohen himself was an oral, he's allowed to eat truma, pshitu is allowed to eat, even if his son doesn't have an oral. Like, what kind of svara is that the son could be more strict than him? So if Havad, what's makiv is your oral. Mashenken, your son, adav vidashen, omal to oisoy, oz yoicha boy. Only in the Korban Pesach is it makiv, and not fechilas truma. The Gemara says, no, hash to the yamrit, boy le drashu the yosu, that the word boy means a drashu, so, kol ben necher, lo yoicho boy lomali. That's what it says by Korban Pesach, a ben necher, that means somebody that's rashes misnaker, a liboy le shemayim. In other words, he's kaifer in Hashem, like an apikurus. So he cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. It says, loshim do lo yoichal boy. What do we do with the word boy? So more dashins, boy, hamoras das.